canyons, all in a day's work.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-upholding ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, you told us once that the Mount St. Helens volcano in Washington State showed that canyons can be created rather quickly. Tell us more.
Well, you know, back when I was in school, I remember being told that places like the Grand Canyon were a result of erosion that took place over millions of years. Why, I was even told it took that long for the Colorado River to carve its way deep into the canyon. But you know, I never thought to ask if there could have been another way for it to be formed. That was until the Mount St. Helens volcano exploded back in 1980. You know, the after effects were fascinating. The explosion left a canyon named the Little Grand Canyon. It was a 1/40th scale model of the Grand Canyon. And you know what? That canyon was formed in a matter of days, not millions of years, as so many people would have thought. It was the result of a mud flow, carving its way through hard rock, which left a river 100 feet below. The evidence from this powerful eruption shows that many canyons seen across the globe could have easily been a result of the global flood of Noah's day, not the product of millions of years, as evolutionists would have us believe.
What evidence is there to show that the Earth is young, not old? Read our free booklet on evidences for a young Earth when you go to our website, AnswersRadio.com. All kinds of fascinating booklets are available there on dinosaurs, the age of the Earth, and why is there death and suffering? Go to AnswersRadio.com.